Syracuse University announced the suspensions of 23 students last night for violations of the school's code of conduct, after more than 100 students gathered on campus Wednesday night with no social distancing and few students wearing face masks. More from WRVO's Jason Smith.
The videos showed students on the SU quad. One video was captioned, quote, "Everybody run, they can't get to all of us." In response, SU Vice Chancellor Michael Haney sent a scathing letter to students saying those who gathered on the quad have done enough damage to shut down the campus before the semester starts on Monday. Most students on campus this week are incoming freshmen. All students have been asked to sign the Stay Safe Pledge, which requires students to practice social distancing and requires the wearing of face masks in public at all times. By signing the pledge, students also agree to limit gatherings to less than 25 people. In a news release sent last night, Department of Public Safety Chief Bobby Maldonado and Dean of Students Marianne Williamson said the 23 students were placed on interim suspension for violating the Stay Safe Pledge, and the investigation is continuing and more students could face disciplinary actions. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon said yesterday that students should be aware of what's happening at other universities around the nation that have had outbreaks of COVID-19 on campus.
For these students, this is like how tone deaf some of you are. You saw what happened in North Carolina. You saw what happened in Notre Dame. And then you do that anyways? Come on.
In his letter, Haney offered a stern warning to students, saying, quote, "The world is watching and they expect you to fail. Prove them wrong. Be better. Be adults. Think of someone other than yourself," end quote. And officials said swift action will be taken to keep the campus and community safe. And that's something McMahon agrees with.
Some of these students and their comments and their mindset, maybe they're not ready yet for college. Maybe they need to go home for a semester.
For WRVO News, I'm Jason Smith.